Some Americans took time out from football yesterday to drop by the new memorial in Washington, D.C. to Martin Luther King. It was King's birthday, which we formally observe on this Monday. On his actual birthday, his family and admirers turned out to talk about his legacy. NPR's Allison Keyes was there.
Under a bright blue sky, the Porter family stood at the base of the image of King, smiling. Their purple Baltimore Ravens paraphernalia resplendent in the sun.
It means so much to us because it's us.
Valencia Hernandez Porter brought her whole family, partly for the birthday her daughter shares with King, partly, she says, because her mother marched with him in 1962.
I just want my children to know what it means to be free in a country that's for everybody, regardless of your race and your creed.
Porter's mother, Grace Hernandez, was proud and excited when she heard they were going to build a memorial here. She'd been wanting to come see it because she remembers having the chance to speak with King when she marched with him in Durham, North Carolina.
I thought he was very learned and very patient, and he just set such an excellent example for people.
Her granddaughter, Megan Porter, was celebrating her 9th birthday and said she didn't think her future would have been as bright without King's work.
He was trying to make a difference in our country for everyone to have rights.
Her mom added,
it's the measure of the man that made it all possible for what our country stands for today, for all people to be equal and be treated fairly and be loved and be accepted for their beliefs and their thoughts.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
The grinning crowd burst into an impromptu rendition of Stevie Wonder's version of Happy Birthday, which he wrote to honor the human rights activist. People snapped pictures as two wreaths were placed in front of the monument. King's eldest son, Martin Luther King III, was there with his wife and his 3.5-year-old daughter, Yolanda Renee.
Happy birthday, Papa King.
King told the crowd he remembered that on his father's last birthday in 1968, he was planning a poor people's campaign to bring together people of all races to demand decent jobs with decent pay.
It only takes a few good women and men to bring about change, and children and families, I should say, as well.
It takes us, citizens, to make a change.
Marion Travers and Charles Boyd came from Delaware for the ceremony, and Travers is determined to help keep King's memory alive.
If we sit back and do nothing, then nothing will happen.
Boyd notes that King's legacy is for everyone, and even though his dream of equality hasn't been entirely fulfilled.
We got a long way to go, but I feel honored and blessed to be here.
The couple says people should honor Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday by performing some type of service and helping to perpetuate change. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
On the Martin Luther King holiday, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.